It's Morning Edition on KQED. I'm Danielle Venton. Many care homes for the elderly have been woefully underprepared for the coronavirus pandemic. Now, wildfire season is here, and a KQED investigation found these facilities are not prepared for this either. Today, reporters April Demboski and Molly Peterson launch our week-long series, Older and Overlooked. We start with April, looking back at the October 2017 wildfire in Santa Rosa.
When the police arrived at the Verena Assisted Living Facility the night of the Wine Country fires, they saw no caregivers, no managers.
Police department!
In one residential room after another, they found elderly people fast asleep.
Just keep going, open them, bro. Keep going, Cam.
Police body cam footage shows officers helping white-haired ladies in nightgowns out of the building hours after employees left the grounds.
Don't send your loved ones here.
The same thing was happening next door at the Villa Capri Assisted Living Facility.
This is all flying by the seat of your pants.
Mark Allen came to get his 89-year-old mother out. When he and his wife Kathy arrived, almost all of the 62 residents were still in their rooms. They found the few overnight staff left in the building.
And we asked them if they had an evacuation plan, and they said no.
The staff didn't know where to take the residents or how to get them out. Mark asked about the big bus outside.
Where's the keys? We don't know. Where's the keys to the office? We don't know. Where's the keys for the...
Mark and Kathy began carrying people in wheelchairs and walkers down the stairs. Many of them had dementia.
They just kept asking, what's happening? Are you a first responder? And I'd say no, and then they'd ask again in 5 minutes.
Police arrived around 4 a.m. and helped get the rest of the residents out of Villa Capri. An hour later, it burned to the ground. Mark and Kathy filed a complaint with the State Department of Social Services. The department accused the facilities of violating multiple health and safety regulations. The state moved to revoke their licenses.
I felt good.
I thought, good, justice is going to be served.
People were going to pay the consequences.
They're going to get their dues.
But the company that owns both facilities, Oakmont Senior Living, appealed. Now, nearly 3 years later, Villa Capri is rebuilt, and both facilities are open for business, charging seniors up to $10,000 a month to live there.
I was just so angry.
This is Beth Eurotis Steffi. Her mother was also left behind at Villa Capri. Mark and Kathy got her out.
I can't even really put into words how angry I was and how disappointed in a state agency whose job it is to get up every morning and protect people like my mom living in a facility like that, and they failed them.
At the time, state law required facilities to have evacuation plans, but they were rudimentary, one-page forms. And Pam Dickfoss, head of licensing at the State Department of Social Services, says these fires were unprecedented.
They typically had plans for a fire within their facility, a fire in the kitchen, but not plans to actually evacuate everyone out of the area.
Two facilities abandoning around 100 residents? That was unprecedented too. But instead of shutting them down, the department put both facilities on probation for 2 years. Dickfoss says regulators don't want to leave residents at risk, but they don't want to leave anyone on the street either.
If we felt the residents were in danger, you know, we wouldn't have gone that way.
California's population is aging. The demand for beds at assisted living facilities is expected to double over the next 20 years, while supply is expected to run out in about 10. Dickfoss says that's why her agency focuses on collaboration rather than punishment.
We're being more consultative during our annual inspections now.
Beth Eurotis Steffi says her mom, Alice, is still suffering the long-term effects of what happened.
There she is.
After the fire, Alice was transferred to three different residential facilities before she had a stroke and ended up in a nursing home.
You look happy.
You need glasses.
So she's paralyzed on her left side, and she's depressed and she's angry about what's happened to her life the last couple of years, starting with that night.
It felt terrible, yeah. Like you've really been abandoned.
Several people died in the months right after the fire, including Mark Allen's mom.
Do you feel like...
Yes, I do feel like she died because of the fire. She wasn't killed by the fire, but because of the fire and the trauma that happened afterwards, it took all the will to live from her.
These fires in Santa Rosa were not isolated. The same thing happened the next year in Paradise.
20 residents in the nursing home that are all non-ambulatory. They're concerned at the moment and unable to reach through 911.
My colleague Molly Peterson points out the average age of those who died during the campfire was 72.
And climate change has already made wildfires more devastating and disasters more common.
There is absolutely a colliding of the events of both population aging and climate change. Those two events don't bode well for older adults.
Catherine Heyer is a professor in the School of Aging Studies at the University of South Florida.
COVID-19 makes the already difficult situation of climate change and aging population worse.
There have been outbreaks of the virus in at least 72% of the state's nursing homes. Heyer says people in facilities now will have an even harder time deciding how and when to evacuate and where to take shelter.
And the problem with COVID-19 is that we're supposed to all be separate from each other.
California regulates around 10,000 long-term care homes, from small assisted livings to larger nursing homes. A KQED investigation found that 35% of these facilities are located where wildfire is a significant hazard. There's no comprehensive map of those hazards. We mapped them using first state-designated fire zones and adding scientific maps showing where wildlands meet cities. Max Moritz is the statewide fire specialist for the UC Cooperative Extension. He says California needs to adapt to the changing risk.
To finally come to a coexistence with wildfire, that is a whole different way of thinking and living with a given hazard. It means that we have to be ready for them and we have to look out for the most vulnerable people when they do come.
During this pandemic, long-term care homes have failed to care for some of their most vulnerable residents. The same issues that left facilities unprepared for the coronavirus leave these residents vulnerable to wildfire. I'm Molly Peterson.
And I'm April Dymbosky, KQED News.
KQED data journalist Lisa Pickoff-White also reported this story. Thanks to the Mercury News for police body cam footage. Tomorrow, evacuating with dementia patients. You're listening to Morning Edition on KQED.